This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Right then. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Red Men TV. Stee here with the news that, Liverpool's game against Chelsea has been called off this weekend. Yeah, just looking at the news now, broke moments ago. The Reds will not be in action again this weekend. What that means is, of course, that we will only be playing the Ajax game, which is on. There's no worries about the Ajax game. But yes, Liverpool versus Chelsea, or rather Chelsea versus Liverpool, will not be played this weekend. It is one of, three Premier League games that have been postponed for the weekend. Brighton's clash with Crystal Palace was also off, although that was more to do with the rail strikes. That was already meant to be postponed anyway. But yes, Liverpool's game is off, and obviously Manchester United versus Leeds United is off as well. Got a full statement here that was released on Liverpool's website. It says the Premier League has today confirmed that Liverpool's match at Chelsea this coming weekend has been postponed. The Reds were due to face the Blues at Stamford Bridge on Sunday afternoon, but the game will now not take place as scheduled. The new date for the encounter will be announced on LiverpoolFC.com in due course. The Premier League have also made a statement as well, saying Premier League fixtures will resume this weekend after a pause to the season as a mark of respect following the passing of Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II. 7 of the 10 Premier League games this weekend will still be played, with 3 games postponed due to the events surrounding the Queen's funeral. A couple of kickoff times have changed as well. Brighton versus Crystal Palace will also remain postponed. What that means is Villa v Southampton is now Friday, because that was always going to be the case. But Forest v Fulham is also on Friday. Wolves City remains Saturday. We've got Newcastle Bournemouth stays on. Brighton Palace, like I said, is postponed. Spurs' game at 5:30 on Saturday, albeit in London, still remains on. Brentford, again, Sunday, another London game. Well, that remains on as well, 12 midday. Man United v Leeds is postponed. Everton's game against West Ham has now been moved to 2:15, and then Chelsea and Liverpool is off. The statement goes on to say, the Premier League would like, following extensive consultation with clubs, police and local safety authority groups and other relevant authorities, there was no other option but postpone these 3 fixtures. The Premier League would like to thank the UK Football Policing Unit, other police forces across the country, as well as our broadcast partners for their support during the process, and will continue to liaise with them ahead of the weekend. For matches being played during the period of national mourning, tributes will be paid to the Queen at Premier League stadiums. New date for the postponed matches will be announced in due course. So, effectively, it all comes down to policing in around the London area. Obviously, United versus Leeds, that is a game that is usually highly policed anyway. So my guess is the extra police that they were going to bring in for that game, no longer available due to the state funeral of the Queen, obviously passed away last week. So, essentially, what it means is Liverpool's game with Wolves cancelled, postponed, obviously, just last weekend. They will play Ajax tomorrow at time of recording. And then the Chelsea game is off. So, Liverpool, yeah, are going to be one game behind everybody else. There's two games to catch up. Now everyone's in the same boat regarding the fixtures from last weekend. Everyone's got to play those. But Liverpool versus Chelsea, Chelsea versus Liverpool is now off. In terms of what that means in terms of the squad and all that kind of stuff, I suppose, in a way, we spoke about this on the podcast earlier, Liverpool might be wondering, well, is it a good time not to play Chelsea? They just got a new manager. We've got injuries, all that kind of stuff. So maybe it works out that down the line, it could be better to play Chelsea. Who knows where the Graham Potter regime is at that point. My guess is this game isn't going to be played now till after the World Cup. They're going to have to squeeze it in somewhere again, another midweek or something. Gosh knows how they're going to fix all these fixtures. They left themselves no wiggle room with this mad Winter World Cup. That this Winter World Cup has thrown a number of spanners in the work. And now essentially there's two games of footy. The Reds have got to fit in somewhere else as well. But yeah, we've got a comment from that guy in that from YouTube says, on the selfish end, this is a good for Liverpool. We needed this to regroup and replenish. And that's kind of the thing from a Liverpool point of view is, well, have we got the squad at the moment to play Ajax and then play Chelsea away? Perhaps not. Again, this might come in January. Maybe Liverpool have signed someone. Maybe Chelsea have signed someone. It is a major thing. I know there was talk earlier in the week that this was always going to be the case, given the fact that it was in London, the close proximity to Buckingham Palace, that they, essentially less than 24 hours before the state funeral. It always felt like we were getting towards that happening, really. But yeah, there was talk about a competitive advantage. Is it right to play some games and not some others? Well, the decision has been made. No, essentially, yes, it is right. We're going to go with it. They haven't cancelled the entire weekend of fixtures like they did last weekend. Obviously, grassroots football, and all that kind of stuff is back as well. They haven't gone down that nonsense of stopping under nines, kids playing footy again, which was a ludicrous decision as it was last weekend. So, yeah, what this means, obviously, is Liverpool are going to be playing catch-up with a very big game. You know, one of the toughest games the Reds are going to play this season, in theory, in the league, will be Chelsea away. You can look at it both ways. Are you better getting the new manager, his team, fresh so that he hasn't had the chance to implement his ideas, Graham Potter? Or would they have got some, like, new manager bounce from a pure footballing point of view with Thomas Tuchel now gone? Or, actually, are we better playing them touch wood when players are back fit, strong, all that kind of stuff? The only issue with that, of course, is that, who knows, we're saying this, it could be great, Liverpool could have players back. When the time this game is played after the World Cup, who knows, it could be last person standing. These players are going to be run into the ground. Injuries are going to be commonplace for most teams throughout the season, especially post that World Cup. We're going to see lots and lots of injuries of that, I'm certain. So, yeah, in the short term, it might be a benefit. We might actually get to Stamford Bridge, I'm guessing, some point in 2023 and think, oh my gosh, at least when we had them last time, we should have had Thiago available. Van Dijk was fit and Matip was fit and all these things. But what it does mean, of course, is that we know Andy Robertson's injured now, and Jürgen said it'll be after the international break till he's back. Well, now he's only going to miss one game, the Ajax game. Maybe we might get, by that point in time, who knows where we're at with the likes of Keita and Chamberlain and Henderson and gosh knows, like I say, I don't need to list every single injury the Reds have currently got because there's absolutely plenty of them. But it might be that more players are available, it might be that they're not, who knows. Nick Brody, we'll have to play those games where there will be no fixtures. Shame on the Premier League for this decision. See, this one, excuse me, I understand this one. If there's massive policing concerns, and it looks like there is, if they can't safely host the game, then the game can't go ahead. The issue is that they cancelled the last game when that game could have went ahead. There was no policing issues around the Wolves game. Nobody really. That was basically postponed, like they said, as a sign of respect for the Queen. Now, other sports played on. I don't think that was disrespectful. I don't think anyone would agree. I think if anyone saw what happened at the cricket or the rugby or the other sporting events which took place over the weekend where they marked the Queen's passing in a respectful manner, my thinking is they got that one wrong. They should have played last weekend. I've got no issue with the Chelsea game being called off if they can't police it safely. Although we have had a comment here from Jordan who says if one is cancelled, they all should be. Otherwise, teams are gaining unfair advantages as they don't have, to fit these postponed games into the already congested rest of the season. And that is the thing, really, is that
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah, who knows when they're going to fit this game in, but basically what's going to happen is probably going to be a midweek. So we're probably going to now have to go to Chelsea away, which again is a very, very tough fixture at the best of times. And we're going to have to do it probably in the middle of a fixture pile up. When we've already just played and there's a midweek and all that kind of stuff. Now, this should have been the last game before the international break. So, and it was coming on the back of a Tuesday game against Ajax. So really, Liverpool were going to go into the Chelsea game, having a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. You know, that's 4 days is about as much rest as you're ever going to get in the Premier League. Well, especially this season with the congestion around the Champions League and all the cup competitions, 4 days break is about what you were going to get max anyway. We're now not going to get that. I would be shocked if when this game is played again at some point in the future, there's a 4 day break before it. I'll be hopefully proven wrong. But yeah, the Reds are going to have to go to a very, very tough place to go on less rest and things like that. What it does mean is that I wonder if this impacts Jürgen's thinking for the Ajax game. Were there some players that he was potentially going to hold back for the Chelsea game, and now he doesn't have to? He can put his best, what he thinks is his best 11 out, because it's the last game before they all shoot off to international break. It could benefit Liverpool in terms of that Ajax fixture for sure. The Wolves game being off, and Ajax on, essentially Liverpool have had about 6 days rest in between the whooping that they got in Naples and getting a very, very tough Ajax team at home. So that it could be a blessing in disguise. There's pros and cons around it, isn't there? Like, you can look at it in both ways. You can look at it as, well, yeah, they're not in very good form, which they're not. There's loads of injuries, which there is. Maybe when we get them, you know, down the line, things are going well. The flip side is, what's it going to look like when we get to there? We won't know that until we get there. But what it does mean is that until what? Post-Christmas, almost certainly, and almost after, Liverpool are going to have that game in hand around over all the teams in the league. Other than, again, there's going to be about 5 or 6 teams, about 6 teams, I think, who aren't playing this weekend. That is a thing. There's a competitive advantage regarding that. I understand it. But it helps us out in this Champions League game. It's hard to know, really, isn't it? That's what David says as well in the chat there. Yeah, at least we've got the Champions League to look forward to. It isn't like we're completely won. The Ajax game is going ahead. And rightly so, it should go ahead. But I do wonder, like I say, part of me wonders, if it was Thomas Tuchel in charge, I'd have fancied Liverpool going there, because I think they were in disarray, Chelsea, to be quite honest. There was obviously problems between the owner and the manager and everything that was going on there. They've went and hired Graham Potter. Would you want to be his first game, new manager bounce, first league game, all that kind of stuff? Maybe, maybe not. It'll work out well, potentially, depending on when they fit that fixture in. Moses Ali said, I'm relieved the Chelsea game is postponed. We would have got battered. Better to face them when we have everyone fit and in form again. Yeah, like I said before, mate, that's a presumption. Who knows? There might be more injuries. There's a World Cup to be played. it might be worse. It might be better. It might be worse. We'll soon find out down the road. But I'm with you on the form. I'm with you on the form. Liverpool have not been in good form. Alex McGee says, as much as we need rhythm, traditionally, I think right now, the more training ground time, the better. We need to regroup behind closed doors. And yet, essentially, obviously, we've got the game against Ajax at time recording in about, 26 hours' time. But then Jürgen will get the lads before the all shoot off on international break. I wonder if he does have them in training right up until the Saturday, Sunday before they fly off to the internationals. Or perhaps he gives them a holiday. He goes, you know what? We'll train Wednesday, Thursday, and we'll give you a little break before you're all going flung. It might be that. He might not do training stuff. Chris made the point on the Red Men podcast, if you haven't watched that earlier today or listened to it. Yes. Liverpool are Jürgen Hinter, they're going to change something. They're going to change some fundamentals of the team, perhaps, or the way we play. So training ground time might be absolutely perfect for that. But yeah, Liverpool, after they play now against Ajax tomorrow night, they don't play a game then until October 1st, essentially, when they host Brighton at Anfield, as just so happens, Graham Potter's former club. It might be Adam Lallana still in charge by then. Brighton are in the same boat, by the way. Brighton's game is also off against Crystal Palace. So they're in the same boat. They're not going to play another Premier League game until that 1st of October. So that is another wrinkle to this, that we are going to get a team who are equally out of rhythm, perhaps, or have had as equal rest as Liverpool have when the fixtures resume. But Jinxful says, oh, absolute joke, this cancellation. Just shows how much of a weird country we are, to be honest. Again, it's a significant moment in history. Whether you're pro-royal, anti-royal, pro-monarchy, anti-monarchy, it doesn't matter. This is a hugely significant moment. There has to be a police presence at that state funeral. You know, there just has to be. I think I've got less of an issue with this decision than I have with the game, the cancel on the Wolves. And that's why I said they were very, very hasty calling Wolves off, because this game was always in doubt. So I think I've got no issue with this one being cancelled, I'll be honest. If it can't be policed safely, then the game can't go ahead. And like I say, maybe because Liverpool-Chelsea and there's rivalry and the same with United and Leeds, maybe they thought they actually needed extra policing rather than less. So I think I understand it, to be honest. If they can't put the game on safely, it can't go ahead. And you've got to remember, Chelsea to Buckingham Palace is very, very close in terms of the proximity. So I understand that. It was cancelling the Wolves game. It's become more of a hasty decision because of this. I think they should have played at the weekend. And then maybe you could have said, you all play last weekend and the entire Premier League can be off next weekend for the state funeral. You know, if they were worried about competitive advantages, by jumping in early and postponing the entire weekend just gone where we should have been playing Wolves, what they've done is they can't afford to have 2 weeks of Premier League football off. You know, broadcasters, fans, or, you know, the local communities can't afford to have 2 weeks off. So what they've done, they've shot themselves in the foot a little bit there, because what should have happened from a competitive advantage point of view is we all should have played at the weekend and then everyone should have been off, but we're not there. It is what it is. Yeah, Moses, we all love to see LFC play. I don't think it's that Moses. But then some things are more important than football in the world. It's understandable. And that's my kind of point of view, is that I'm not in 10 days of mourning for the Queen, but there's some people are, I understand that. But the state funeral is a different thing than the mourning. That the Wolves game should have been played, and this one, I understand this one being off. But like I say, if it means Liverpool can get a few different things back up and running, then that's what they need to go and do, then absolutely fine. But it's not ideal. It really isn't ideal. But yeah, it has to be the police and stuff. It had to be. That's what it has to be. I completely understand. I'm just looking for more news now. And yeah, looking in the comments as well, everyone's kind of in the same boat, I think. We've got Mika in the comments. Take the positives. The teams are always losing momentum, and hopefully they get a load of injuries. Yeah, that's the thing. We just don't know where we're going to be at when this game is played. But as it stands, like I say, Liverpool, it's official. Liverpool will play Ajax on Tuesday evening, and then they won't play another game till October. Obviously, there's an international break. So Jürgen can have the guys who don't go on international duty, they'll be around, rehabbing and all that kind of stuff. The rest of them, you know, Jürgen and the brains just might get a bit more time together to figure out what the hell's going wrong at the moment. But we're still going to go and play Ajax. So yeah, do join us on the Red Men TV for the Ajax game. We'll have a live watch along. We've got all the comments and all the shows that you need for that game. We'll have, again, the watch along and the post-match shows, the player ratings and the fan reaction, Red Men Plus for the instant match reaction, and of course the final word, Joe, the day after. That's all normal here on Redmen. But with the game being off, of course, we'll update our schedule accordingly. But if you were here for the Ajax game, let's put all the eggs in the Ajax basket. The build-up show for the Ajax game is currently live right now on YouTube. Go and check that out if you haven't, or in podcast form as well, on all good podcasting apps. I spoke to Ajax fan Papi Mento from We Talk Ajax. That's streaming right now on Redmen Plus. So if you haven't joined up to Redmen Plus yet, go and check that out over on the website, redmenplus.com. Again, available in video and podcast. He was actually surprisingly, pessimistic about their chances. I think that maybe not quite aware of the troubles Liverpool have had, but that's fascinating. But yeah, Liverpool trip to Chelsea is off. The Ajax game is on. So join us for that one. Go and check out all the content around it. Thanks everyone for joining us in the chat. And yeah, looks like we're all getting a nice old break as of post-Ajax. Let's see what we all do with it. Maybe we all go and rest and recharge like the players do. But yeah, Liverpool, no more Premier League until October. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Let me know in the comments section below. I'll catch you all soon. Take
care. Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.